All About the Bubbly at the Houston Zoo is going to be taking place this week. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you can go to HoustonZoo.org. The Houston Zoo is one of our absolute favorite places. Now that I have a daughter, she's 4 months old, bringing her to the Houston Zoo during the day and walking around and seeing the animals is one of her favorite things. But yeah. I also love to drop her off with the babysitter and go by myself with the adults in the nighttime.
And that's what's happening Nikki. On Thursday with All About the Bubbly. Nikki, we saw you last week while we were doing our show from the zoo. Good
that's
to see you
right.
again.
Good to see you.
Who's your friend?
Well, this is a red-sided eclectus parrot. What's your name?
Rainbow.
Aww. Now, is that a learned behavior, or does Rainbow know that Rainbow's name is Rainbow?
That one is a learned behavior. We do say it a whole lot, so maybe there's a chance that he understands that we, you know, are referring to him that way.
That's his name.
But most of the things he says are just learned behaviors he doesn't understand. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was just watching James Bond with my 5-year-old son. I'm trying to get him into James Bond. And the only reason that they knew where the bad guy was because the parrot told them, like, he was mimicking that. So, like, how many of these birds can actually do that trick? And how many of them have ruined and foiled the plans of the evil bad guys so we can keep the world safe?
Well, lots of parrots can do mimicking. Rainbow here is very good at it. He knows over 30 different behaviors. But other birds like macaws, they can mimic a little bit, but not quite as much.
What do you mean when you say behaviors? What does that mean?
So that's anything that we are asking him to do on cue. Okay. So when I ask him to do something and he does it,
okay,
we call that a behavior. And so he does quite a few of them. So he does the talking stuff, and he also, he'll wave.
Aww. He's waving. He's waving. What else can he do, Nikki? What are some of the other ones?
Well, it does take him a little while to eat. So I always have to wait for him to finish eating before I can ask him to do something else. So I gotta
that's right.
A little bit.
Nobody wants to eat. Talk with their mouth
and
full.
And every time he does something, you do reward him, right? There's not a time where, like, you'll ask him to do, like, 3 things in a row without some sort of reward.
There is one case that we do that. So most of his behaviors, he gets rewarded every time. Mm-hmm. But when you do more than one behavior together, we call it a chain behavior. And so he might be a little nervous, but we'll see if he'll do his big one right now. So
what's the big one?
All right, let's see it.
Telephone.
Ring.
Come on. Ring. Telephone. Oh, I think he's a little too nervous for it. Sorry about that.
He is nervous. That's okay. It's all right, Rainbow. Hey. It's all right.
Hey, the phone was ringing. I assume he picks it up.
Yes.
Verizon or T-Mobile. Yeah. He's laughing.
There we go. So we got
maybe
that.
Maybe he lost signal.
Yeah. Maybe caller number 96 for Shoes Day.
Right, exactly. I mean, you don't know.
But he also does a lot of animal noises. So here, kitty, kitty. Meow.
I wish I could see behind the scenes of you guys training him and, like, the trainers that have to sit there and say, meow, meow, to the parrot.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of the things that he learned, he just copied what we
were
doing.
Right.
And then when we hear him do it, we just run over there with a treat and get really excited and happy that he's doing it.
Stumbling over each other to give him a treat.
Pretty much.
So he's so beautiful, though, like all these colors. So we got green, we got blue. Do we have some red in there? Oh.
Good. Oh, he's showing you the red. Look at that. Yeah. Look at this.
Check out all these colors.
Since we're on the radio, he lifted his arms up like the raise your hand if you're sure commercial from back in the 80s. So, Nikki, have you ever heard him do a sound that you were like, I didn't know you knew that, or something that's kind of caught you off guard?
That actually happened on the way over here in the car. He said, are you okay? And I was like, what?
Wow.
What did you say back?
I laughed.
You should have been like, it's so, thank you for asking. You know, they're just like, I'm just having a week right now. Rainbow's here
like
to talk it
listening.
Out.
Rainbow is here. So, Nikki, All About the Bubbly and these events that you guys have at the night with the Houston Zoo After Dark, is Rainbow going to be making an appearance at All About the Bubbly or other animals that are going to be out that evening?
There's definitely going to be animals out there, but I don't know exactly who's going to be there. So it depends
Ooh,
on...
Ooh, surprise.
It's a surprise, yes. It depends on who's working that night and if animals have already been used earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, so it's part of, like, kind of a rotation, but could it also be with every, like, we totally think, you know, this animal is going to be out on Thursday, but then something happens the day before or even that day, I would assume. And it's just like, well, we're going to cancel that part of it and do something else.
That's definitely true. So as much as we can, we let our animals choose if they're going to go out. And so Rainbow here, he didn't have to step up onto my hand today when I went to go get him. And so we don't force any of our animals to go out. The only times we, you know, would force them to do things is for veterinary care.
But sure.
Other than that, we try and let them choose everything they do.
Mm-hmm. So they're not performers. They are educators.
That is right. So Rainbow here is here to help me talk about conservation and the important things happening at the zoo. That's right.
When we were at the zoo last week, I saw the cheetah get walked around. Or I should say I didn't. Sarah and Lauren, along with every member of our staff, left to go follow the cheetah that was being walked around. How many of the animals actually are walking around outside of their habitats as part of their regular, I guess it was for exercise, or where maybe they walk in the cheetah for veterinary care? Like, why would the cheetah be out?
Well, that's definitely, they could be using it for veterinary care. So it's a lot easier to walk them to the vet office than to have to get them into a big kennel or anything like that. But it's definitely exercise for them. Cheetahs obviously have to run a lot, and so they need to get around. And we also use it to raise money because you can actually be a part of those walking tours in the morning.
Oh, cool.
That's right.
Okay.
So we have a few other animals that go out on walks. There aren't that many that leave their exhibit.
Right.
But the llama and the sheep and some of the goats will walk around. They're pretty easy.
Yeah, but that's not a cheetah. That was the thing. Like, I know you guys, obviously, safety has to be a concern. But on the other hand, you're not trying to entrap animals or anything like that. So it's like, I would think you'd want the cheetah, like, on, like, three different, like, chains just to make sure. Because, like, it's like the fastest animal, right? Isn't the fastest? It's like... So if it comes running after you and it's not tethered in any way, I was just like, I'm just going to stay over here. You guys can go up close with the cheetah. I'm fine.
Well, they do. They are tethered in a way. So there are always two keepers at all times.
Like walking beside it, right?
Well, they do have a harness. Or
Okay, I didn't even see it.
They have a leash or a harness, yeah.
It was a very light harness.
I would go major harness. It's not from PetSmart, okay? It's an honest zoo-approved harness. It's not their first walk in the park. And it's really good because this gives the cheetah, like Nikki said, they need to be able to get out. And, you know, you aren't trapping these animals. You're helping with conservation and trying to get them to a place where, you know, we can procreate. Like with the elephants, how many elephants have we had born at the Houston Zoo? Like, you have one of the most fertile elephant exhibits.
Those elephants know how to get down.
Yeah, there's been three babies since I've been here.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Nikki, how long have you been with the zoo?
There.
I started as a volunteer 7 years ago.
Wow.
Nice. And then made it to full-time keeper.
Good for you.
Aww. Who's your favorite animal, Nikki?
Well, it depends on the day. Right now it's Rainbow because, I mean, he's on my hands.
He's being so well-behaved.
Smart.
All right, so check it out. HoustonZoo.org is where you can go and get your tickets. All about the bubbly. It is 21 and over. Tickets start at just $29. That does include a drink ticket. There's going to be champagne, Prosecco, champagne cupcakes. They're going to be the French 75 that's out there. The reflection pool is gorgeous at night at the Houston Zoo. And you, if you have not been to Houston Zoo After Dark, it's definitely something you want to check out. And you can also, you're looking into things, they have a young professional group at the Houston Zoo called The Flock. And there's a lot of things, even if you don't have children, to get involved in at the Houston Zoo. Nikki, Rainbow, thank you guys.
Nikki, it was great. See you again. Rainbow, feel free to just chill out, hang out.
Rainbow, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
He's got different voices each time.